Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition, but first. On this Friday, as you know, Donald Trump visited East Palestine, Ohio, the site of that toxic train wreck. CNN, MSNBC, Fox News did not cover the former president's speech live, as they certainly would have in the past, particularly FNC. But the times, they have changed. Mr. Trump has few media allies these days, and his ratings power has diminished somewhat. But the real reason there was scant coverage of his live address is that corporate media does not want another Trump presidency. So the most flamboyant politician in modern times is being iced, his free media juggernaut almost completely sidelined. That will hurt the Trump campaign for president. The massive media exposure he received in 2016 and 20 certainly made him the man who could not be ignored. Now the national media wants to ignore him into oblivion. What the corporation should do is be upfront. Tell the folks exactly why Donald Trump is not deserving of attention the way he once was. Be honest about it. However, the words honest and media are now so far apart, I fear the gulf will be there forever. It is a see no evil thing. Because to the corporations who run the television news agencies, Donald Trump, above all, is evil. They don't want him around. Back after this.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.